three, two, one, and let's do it. Welcome back to a trillion-dollar podcast called Questing, hosted by JamesStudy.com. That's James's study, like this is my library. Welcome to my study. Also known as James Study or James Stud Y, because I got it. I was told to be funnier on the podcast, but who can be funny at a time like this? Well, that's me. Who? That's who? That's me. just to also let you know, we do this all in one shot. I do this all in one shot. So I try not to do any editing. So if I mess up, I just let it go. I'm gonna try to be funnier, but when I'm trying to do educational stuff, there's like so many important things to talk about right now about health that is very important to me, and so I'm trying to get those across. But however, I have a few jokes for the end of the podcast. If you stick around through all of this, maybe we can sneak a little bit of laughs in there. So we're working to get this podcast out there. Please feel free to share this with your friends. I would like to have a few listeners. Just kind of, if you would like to send it to one or two of your friends, email, Facebook, social media, text message if you would like to. You don't have to, but if you would like to, that'd be really cool. You know how some people listen to music and they're always like, yeah, I listened to them before they were cool or before they were mainstream. Imagine being one of those people, listening to the podcast before it was mainstream, before it was cool. Maybe you are that person right now if you're listening, but maybe you gotta let people know. I found this, and this is how cool I am. Let them know your new favorite podcast, officially the coolest podcast around, a podcast called Questing, hosted by JamesStudy.com. Feel free to share the blog podcast with friends. I'm going for 10,000 downloads, maybe more, maybe 100,000. Maybe 10,000 is too low. Maybe 100,000, maybe a million. 10 million? 100 million. Can you imagine 100 million downloads in a single episode? You gotta put it out there, you know? You have to think big. And I'm thinking big here. I'm thinking big. JamesStudy.com/podcast. You can check out the available podcast. You can also see it on Apple and Spotify. Just search Questing. Instagram. My current Instagram is JamesStudy_1. That is eventually going to be JamesStudy_. But I'm rearranging some things right now. So if you'd like to check me out on Instagram, check out the blog, JamesStudy.com. Feel free to do so. So we're going to hop into some things. Before we start, I always like to start things in a positive tone. Goal setting. I'm going to talk about goal setting real quickly. Set goals. Write them down. Think about them daily. Goals are essentially the direction for our mind. They're like a compass. You know. They talk about the North Star. So you have your goals. You write them down. You have your short-term, your long-term, your aspirational goals. The goals which seem too big, quote-unquote too big. Nothing's too big. But you have your short-term, long-term, and your aspirational goals. You set them down, or you write them down, and you look at them. And as you sleep, as you're going through your daily activities, your brain has these in the back of their mind, and you're essentially like your brain is like, maybe it's your TomTom, it's your GPS. It knows where you want to go, and so you just have to work with your body to help you figure that out. I always want to give thanks, just in general. I'm a very grateful person, just for my life and the things that come to me and the things that I strive for, just in general. Always grateful. And thanks for people who are listening to this, reading the blog. And also, every podcast, I like to start with just a positive tone, positive affirmations. You never know who has actually experienced positive affirmations. Maybe someone hasn't had enough, I don't know, maybe they're not used to this. Maybe this is something that they're missing and they're just, maybe hearing it for the first time, they could, spur some type of change that they were looking for. So I made 10 positive affirmations that I would like to share with you real quickly. I am healthy and confident. I am strong and focused. I am healing from all disease. I am energetic and prosperous. I have plenty of money and energy. My life is constantly improving. I easily focus on the positives in my life. I am always anticipating good things. I sleep well every night. I wake up rested and ready for the day. I attract what I am, and I am happy, healthy, and loved. So those are my, I think, 10 or 11 affirmations to start off the day, start off the podcast. And speaking of starting the day, I'm going to release one podcast every week. I'm going to try to. Now, there may be some weeks where maybe it's every 2 weeks, but we're going to try really hard to make sure these podcasts are getting out there. I create my own blog post, and then I create content based off that. And I'm going to release it every Monday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to start off your morning with some positive vibes, those positive vibrations out there, that good energy, please look for the podcast at 5 a.m. every Monday morning. And like I said before, if you'd like to share it with a few friends, you'll absolutely look like the coolest person in the world. Before we hop into the articles, staying healthy and hydration. Staying healthy. I'm going to talk about the Parkinson's treatment. Staying healthy is about, you know, your mentality, taking your vitamins and your minerals, your probiotics, your CBD, your supplements, your vitamin C. Hydration is so important. I can go a day without drinking enough water, and I can feel it. I can see it. So try and drink alkaline water, purified water, alkaline water. Try and get like 100 ounces of water a day. Try and drink, if you can, every hour. Drink water every hour, if you can. It keeps your body hydrated. All right. So I'm going to talk about all of my articles, which I've written today. Or not today, but this week. Before I hop into that, I'm going to talk about the Parkinson's disease treatment and cure. And there's an article I wrote called A Cure to Parkinson's Disease and How I Discovered the Cure for Parkinson's Disease. Now, this is really important. I'm going to read it to you. It basically talks about my background a little bit and how I was able to figure this out. Maybe you're curious. Here we go. How I discovered the cure for Parkinson's disease. The solution for Parkinson's disease is a complicated issue. There are multiple things going wrong with the body. As an information systems analyst, I look at the body as a series of systems, because it is. Digestive, muscular, integumentary. It means basically your skin. Also, I'm horrible at pronouncing things sometimes, so forgive me in advance. Lymphatic, endocrine, nervous, skeletal, reproductive, respiratory, urinary, circulatory, and additionally the endocannabinoid system. In order to properly diagnose issues, you must understand the underlying systems and the resources it uses to operate. Having a computer science background gave me unique insight into this problem. In addition to being a computer scientist, I'm also a bodybuilder, cannabis expert, a data analyst, health enthusiast. I study fitness and nutrition for fun. I'm a business analyst, manufacturing expert, product designer, and I'm an avid video gamer. I am highly logical and highly emotional. I use both logic and emotion to figure things out. When someone says that something is incurable, it means that we haven't figured out the exact problem is yet. 200 years ago, when James Parkinson was identifying the issues of shaking palsy, he was fully well aware that our science wasn't developed enough yet to figure out the issue. A very depressing conclusion. When our science and technology, through evolution, is developed enough, it will help us have a greater understanding and clarity. Our technology has developed far enough that allows an individual like myself to learn many different subjects at a time at lightning speeds. Sometimes individuals study one subject, and sometimes individuals study as many subjects as they can, as they believe this culmination of information will lead to great insight. Bodybuilding. Being a bodybuilder gave me the patience and insight to understanding how my body will grow given the right conditions. What nutrition does it take? How much resistance does it take? What frequency does it take to grow muscle? Are there any other conditions that I must operate under to have the ideal muscle growth conditions? Do the other bodily systems have an effect on my body growing muscle? Fitness and nutrition. Bodybuilding is the science of growing muscle, and fitness and nutrition is a different science. Nutrition does overlap with bodybuilding, however, the goal of bodybuilding is to build muscle, sometimes at the expense of health. Fitness is about creating overall condition of health. A person focused on fitness isn't necessarily focused on how large their muscular system can be, but focused on their overall health and fitness condition. The overall nutritional profile is more closely followed in a fitness and nutritional science, in my opinion. Nutrition and supplements. Nutrition is focused on diet and how diet plays a role in our overall health. However, nutritional science is failing to understand how our food sources are incomplete in the overall vitamin and mineral profile, which we need to stay healthy. If we are unable to intake the proper amount of vitamins and minerals through our diet, regardless of how clean we eat, what do we do? The answer in this case is that we must supplement in the nutritional components which we are unable to get from our food. In my Parkinson's post, I uploaded a letter from 1920 where an individual laid out the issue of poor mineral content in the food we are eating 100 years ago. This problem has not improved, it has only worsened. Our food is incomplete. A carrot is not a carrot. It is a nutritional profile composition. Calories are not the only thing we are focused on. It is the caloric intake plus the overall mineral and vitamin content. Our body needs vitamins and minerals for it to operate at optimal levels. Keep this in mind. Cannabis. I have studied cannabis in great detail in order to better understand its role in health and society. What I've discovered is that it is an exceptional medicine and a recreational tool to be used as needed. I believe cannabis has helped humans evolve over a millennia. The endocannabinoid system is over 600 million years old, yet it does not appear in many discussions about health. The endocannabinoid system modulates all of the other bodily systems in the body, which I have detailed above. The job of the ECS system is to create balance and homeostasis. If something is not operating correctly, the ECS steps in to modulate the behavior of the system itself. And note I said system and not systems. The ECS does not need to modulate every system at the same time. It does so as an issue-by-issue basis, as the ECS is an incredibly intelligent and efficient system. We can modulate the ECS through exogenous cannabinoids, if we are not modulating it through our lifestyle, ideally through both. How to modulate the ECS through endogenous cannabinoid production? Omega-3 fatty acids, reduced stress and alcohol consumption, exercise, and terpenes. How to modulate the ECS through exogenous cannabinoid production, CBD, and other cannabinoids like THC and CBG. Through understanding the endocannabinoid system, the overall intelligence of the cannabis plant, I gained a better understanding of health. I believe that the overall health of people must start with the ECS system. It is that important, and I am very grateful for taking the time to learn so much about this system and myself. Health. When we talk about health, we are quick to think about medicine, doctors, hospitals, nurses, and etc. When I talk about health, I think about diet, nutrition, exercise, supplements, stress reduction, environment, communication, social interaction, lifestyle, job, pursuit of happiness. Health is a larger component than what we are used to or what we realize. There are so many components to the overall picture of health that if we are not willing to open up our understanding, we will always have a limited view of what health is, thus having a limited overall feeling and understanding of being healthy. I study health because I care about myself, others, the environment, community, society, and the overall future of not just this country, but the overall future of humanity. The implications of not understanding the entire scope of health are dire. The cost to society and the future of our health and future generations are massive and hard to recover from if we do not try to understand the correct answer. Analysis. I study data analysis, business analysis, database analysis, data sets, and so on, because one, I find it fun, and two, it helps me have a better understanding of the world we operate in by gathering large amounts of data, processing, and coming up the correct solution on a problem-by-problem basis. The more information that you learn, the more information that you can cross-reference at any given time to understand the best solution available. As a solutions and business analyst, it is my job to figure out the problem at hand, process the information, and then come up with the best solution at a given moment. Pyramid Health. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and CBD. I believe this to be the overall foundation of health which society and humanity can use to improve our overall condition, not just for the next 6 months, but for the next 600,000 years. If our food sources are incomplete, and our body requires vitamins and minerals in order to operate properly, what is the best solution available to ensure the overall longevity for the individual and for us as a collective? Supplementation will get us to where we need to go, where we will find the next answer. Confidence interval 100%. I have detailed in other posts about vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and CBD, which I have come up with. Just throw that in there. Conclusion. If anyone was curious as to how I created the answer for Parkinson's and the most likely a cascading effect of improving symptoms and many other diseases, this is how. I study pretty much everything. I do this because I want to know and I'm just trying to help. I do believe, with no doubt, that this is the correct answer and will get us to where we need to go and quickly. If you knew someone you loved was sick, what would you do to help them? What if all the current available resources to you were unable to help you find the right answer? Would you search until you found the right answer? Sometimes you have to do things without knowing what the result will be, just because that you know you will must do something. Some call this being a hero, and I think it's just called being human. If this can help even one person, then I have done my job. So this is available on my website, a blog, and there's another post called A Cure to Parkinson's Disease and More. We're getting ready to get into we already talked about stress, anti-inflammatory. Inflammation is a root cause of all disease. So if inflammation is the root cause of all disease, and most infectious diseases originate from animals, and meat has been proven to cause inflammation, it means that one of the largest sources of chronic stress and inflammation is meat. Whew. Yeah, I know. It's that information is overwhelming to some people, because you know, we've essentially eaten meat every single day of our lives, and what I've learned is detoxing from meat is almost like detoxing from drugs. It's very hard. It's very hard, supposedly, right? Maybe it's not hard for everyone, but I know a lot of people who try and go vegetarian, vegan, that they don't really stay there. And my opinion is that there are things in meat. This is kind of gross, but you could be addicted to the secretions of their fear and anxiety and their stress hormones. They could be fed something. They could be fed opioids. They could be fed other pharmaceuticals, which we could be addicted to. There's certain, you know, there's creatine and carnitine that is in animals. And there's, so as soon as you stop eating the animal meat, you don't have these nutrients available to you anymore, because your body's not making them. So detoxing from meat. Let me say this real quick. My daily supplements, I'm going to hop back over that real fast. Complete multivitamin, complete mineral tablets, probiotics, vitamin C. I take about 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. Vitamin E, between 400 and 1600 IU a day. Vitamin A, 25K IU a day. CBD, and between 500 to 100 milligrams a day. And a little bit more about CBD later, very interesting. B complex, magnesium. Something really interesting about magnesium here in a second. To finish up this article about the cure to Parkinson's and more, so I sent the White House a calculation that I thought would be a really good idea to share my information with them. $44 billion a month is what it would cost the United States government to essentially ship out vitamins and minerals, probiotics, CBD to every person in the country. $44 billion a month sounds like a lot, but if you consider how much we're spending on health right now, it's $3.6 trillion, which comes out to about $11,000 a person or a year. This plan would cost around $500 billion a year and would essentially send vitamins and minerals to every person in the United States. Either we send them directly, you can use your health insurance to buy it through health insurance, or you can buy it with your own money through like a discount on your insurance. So basically, you know, how our healthcare is already set up. But this type of healthcare, you would actually get healthier. And so what would happen is people would get healthier through this method, and our health costs would actually go down. Our health costs would go down. This would cost around $130 a month, and you multiply that by 12, so 130 by 12. It's $1,500, $1,600 a month or a year for an individual to have vitamins and minerals, probiotics, CBD. Now, of course, this price could come down as more people were purchasing. And this could be incorporated into our current healthcare solutions. You know, we're spending so much money and it doesn't really feel like we're getting a lot back. So I sent that, it's in my blog post, but I also sent it to the White House. I also sent the cure to Parkinson's disease and more to every governor in the United States. I've also sent my information to medical research facilities, Parkinson's research facilities, and other places across the world. Because not only do I believe it's the right answer, I know it's the right answer. People could be helped immediately. And I am actually trying to get, working to get all of my information peer reviewed. So that's something really exciting to, I hope you're excited about that, because I am very excited about it, to be peer reviewed for my Parkinson's disease treatment and cure. And I don't know if anyone's put this together yet, but since this is an incurable disease, there will be a lot of other diseases and symptoms which will be helped and eventually cured because of this information. Whew, man, I get really excited about this because there is no greater wealth than health. Health is the greatest wealth, and I see so many people suffering right now. I see hospitals overwhelmed. I see nurses quitting. I see certain medical professionals saying that maybe we shouldn't treat the unvaccinated, maybe we should let people die, you know, and it's heartbreaking because the right answer is right in front of us. And so yeah, I'm very passionate about this. I'm also, I have mentioned this already, I am I'm a vegan, and I'm very happy I am, especially because I've connected certain dots about inflammation and how that inflammation can cause disease. 30%, I think the largest health issue in this country is like heart disease. It kills like 30%, like, or maybe I'm saying that wrong. 30% of the deaths in this country come from heart disease. And, we now know unequivocally that, eating animal meat, creates heart disease. It creates insulin resistance. And inflammation is a root cause of all disease. It can create, it can cause Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and, you know, fibromyalgia and all these other diseases. And we're not examining our diet. We want to use all of these control tools to try and control people, but not really actually looking at the root cause. And as a programmer, as a science guy, this is infuriating on so many levels. Because, you know, imagine you have a piece of software and something's going wrong. And instead of actually fixing what the actual root problem is, you're just putting all these fixes where all the symptoms are, and you're actually making it worse because you're putting all this new code where every issue, every symptom is popping up, instead of just going directly to the line of code where the issue is happening and fixing it right away. And I understand how easy that is from a programmatic standpoint. And so when I see this at a national level, it is just as frustrating because, there's so many easier ways to do this. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 articles real quick, and then I'm gonna get to some jokes and then a few other things I want to talk about, and then we'll be done for the day. All right, Now I'm a vegan. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because it is very disturbing, but there are 72 billion animals slaughtered every year in the world. 25 million animals are slaughtered every single day in the United States. 25 million? This is so hard to comprehend. Humans are herbivores. We are slaughtering animals on mass scale just for taste, and it is killing us. Please think about that. Every 10 or 11 years, 1 trillion animals are being slaughtered for meat. And I guarantee you, they're not being treated well. Not only are we eating their stress, we're eating their misery, their suffering. We're eating their diet. We're eating their inflammation. And eating animal meat actually causes endotoxins in our bloodstream because humans are herbivores. Please think about that. I have another article posted about information diet. So the information you consume is just as important as the food you consume. And so information diet is about news. If you're watching the news, it makes you feel bad. If you're listening to a song, it makes you feel bad. If you are reading a book and it makes you feel bad. If you're playing a video game and it makes you feel bad. This is called an information diet and is just as equally as important. Or if you're on social media, it makes you feel bad. So on and so forth. Well, if you're watching movies, it makes you feel bad. Cut things out of your information diet because it is just as dysfunctional to continue to cause stress through your bad information. All right. And now talking about diet again, this is actually something really exciting. Hemp meat is a thing that is happening. We can actually take meat or hemp, the seeds, grind them up, turn them into like a flour, and there are companies out there that are actually taking hemp and turning it into a meat. And as we pour more resources into this food science, we can actually recreate everything we're eating now, and this is why hemp meat is going to be even superior to what we're eating right now. Hemp meat will have high fiber, which animal meat does not. It'll have a high nutritional content, anti-inflammatory content. It will have even more protein, a complete source of protein than animal meat. And where versus animal meat actually causes inflammation. It doesn't have any fiber. It's going to have lower amounts of protein and is not going to have the full nutritional profile. And eventually, in a perfect world, all of the foods that we're eating right now that are causing inflammation, all gone. And everywhere you turn, anti-inflammatory, health-promoting foods, no suffering, hemp plastics, biodegrade in landfills. Just imagine that. Imagine a world where there was no suffering in the food you're eating, and actually everything you ate made you healthier. That makes me very excited. Okay, four more articles. How do I detox from a meat-based diet? There's an article on here on my webpage if you would like to read it. So meat is addictive. Toxins can build up in forms of meat, dairy, eggs, inflammation. And inflammation, they can cause inflammation, and other foods cause inflammation like sugar, alcohol, fried foods, white bread, lard, margarine. Toxins can also come in the form of environmental toxins like pesticides, cleaning products, chemical products, physical materials, and organisms that can cause disease. Since most infectious diseases in humans originate from animals, eliminating meat from your diet is one of the first and most important dietary changes we can make. Meat is addictive. Other studies have linked meat consumption to heart disease, diabetes, stroke, several other types of cancer, and yet many people are still eating meat. This may be because meat and other animal-based food contain opiates and other drug-like chemicals that cause people to get hooked and keep craving more. We eat meat as infants 3 times a day. It's habitual and hard to stop. How to detox from a meat-based diet? Number one. Vitamin C is a powerful substance for healing, and CBD. So slow down your intake of meat. Some may find it easier to stop immediately, and some may find the need to eat less and less until you're no longer craving meat. Lower your intake of sugar, Read labels. Avoid soft drinks. Avoid sweet desserts. Don't add sugar to anything. Eat less than 50 grams of sugar a day. Learn about inflammatory causing foods. Avoid inflammatory causing foods. Drink lots of high quality water, high pH water. Water helps the body rid itself of waste. Detoxifying without water creates a slogging effect of waste in your body. Use supplements to empower the body to heal itself. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, CBD, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin A, B vitamins, magnesium. Look for anti-inflammatory supplements. Adopt an anti-inflammatory diet. Consider plant-based and vegan diets. Light exercise. Stress reduction. Allow the body to rest as it needs. The body heals itself when it's resting. Adjust your information diet. Empower yourself emotionally. I am healthy. My body heals itself quickly. I can overcome any obstacle. One thing I would also like to point out, eating meat is an addiction similar to drugs. Cannabidiol, tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, and other cannabinoids are powerful tools to be used against addiction. Vitamin C, super substance, I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Our bodies don't make it anymore, it's supposed to. Theoretically, we should be making around 15,000 to 30,000 grams a day. Grams a day. But we make, the RDA is 400 milligrams. Vitamin C helps with wound healing and it's also anti-inflammatory. It's tissue repair, neurotransmitters, repairs of tissue, increased collagen production, has the potential to accelerate bone healing, reduces oxidative stress. Collagen is the most abundant protein in the body. Collagen is responsible for healthy joints and skin elasticity. Vitamin C is required for the biosynthesis of collagen. Carnitine and certain neurotransmitters. Vitamin C is also involved in protein metabolism. It is an antioxidant. It is used for skin health. It is so important. Vitamin C. So important. Super substance. Linus Pauling. He has a book called How to Live Longer and Feel Better. Double Nobel Prize winner for chemistry and peace. And he did a lot of studying on vitamin C. I would recommend that book if you have the time to read it. A lot of people dismissed him, called him crazy. And he was right. Just throwing that out there. Two more things. Importance of magnesium and the importance of iodine. If there was a nutrient, mineral, that was involved in more than 600 biochemical reactions in the body and every cell in your body needs it to function, would you give concern to how much your body has available? I would say yes, emphatically. Play my music. Magnesium is involved in hundreds of biochemical reactions in the body. About 60% of the magnesium in your body is found in bone, while the rest is in muscles, soft tissues, fluids, including blood. In fact, every cell in your body contains it and needs it to function. One of magnesium's main roles in acting as a cofactor or helper molecule in the biochemical reactions continuously performed by enzymes. In fact, it's involved in more than 600 reactions in your body, including energy creation, helps convert food into energy, protein formation, helps create new proteins from amino acids. Gene maintenance helps create and repair DNA and RNA. Muscle movements is a part of contraction and relaxation of muscles. And just to throw this in here real quick, this is why iodine and magnesium is such an important part of the Parkinson's treatment. Nervous system regulation helps regulate neurotransmitters, which sends messages throughout your brain and nervous system. Magnesium fights depression. 450 milligrams of magnesium is just as effective at fighting depression as antidepressants, and magnesium is actually addressing the root cause. Keep that in mind. Studies suggest that 50% of people in the United States and Europe get less than the recommended daily amount of magnesium, which means that you are prone for a lot of issues since every cell in your body uses magnesium. Magnesium has benefits against type 2 diabetes. It can lower blood pressure, has anti-inflammatory benefits, can help prevent migraines, can reduce insulin resistance, and can improve PMS systems, which is probably more things that helps, but this is some of the stuff I've found so far. Importance of iodine. Iodine is an essential mineral. The body cannot function properly without iodine, yet it cannot produce iodine on its own. Thyroid gland uses iodine to produce the thyroid hormones, which affect metabolism, brain development, and immune health. Despite this, many people do not get enough of this vital mineral, even in North America and Europe. The WHO, World Health Organization, estimates over 1 billion people across the globe at risk for iodine deficiency. Probably more. Probably way more, honestly. Iodine consumption is and cognitive performance, confirmation of adequate consumption. So there's a link between cognitive performance and iodine. Health benefits of nascent iodine. Supports thyroid function. Supports cognitive function. Supports immune and metabolic systems functions. Slows the uptake of goitrogenic halogens. Toxins that disrupts the thyroid's ability to function normally. Helps weight loss. Supports mental wellness. Boosts immunity and resists harmful organisms. So please check out iodine. Now, as I'm finishing this up, I want to read one more thing that I read today. New research suggests high purity CBD might help block COVID-19 virus from replicating. And another piece of information, which was released by Oregon State. Hemp extract, CBGA, THCA, may actually block COVID from entering human cells. Whew. Vitamin C, magnesium, iodine, CBD, vitamins, minerals, probiotic, CBD, foundation of health. Maybe even, could I go as far as to say, the fountain of youth. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Okay. Those are the articles for this week. A lot of information, I know. Try not to go too long, but you know, we just have so much information. I know you love it. Exercise. Importance of exercise. Today I got up, I did about four miles on a bike. Did a little bit of the treadmill. And I did some weightlifting. Did some inclined chest, shoulders. A little bit of arms. I'm not trying to go too hard because I'm detoxing. I'm still healing from Parkinson's myself. I'm healing from a lot of stuff. So I'm working out. I'm very eager to get back and lifting heavy weight, getting back to my normal routine. And we're getting there. We're so getting there. But if you're listening to this and you want to get exercising, take your time. Okay, take your time. Take your supplements. Rest. Drink your water. You know, talk to your health insurance about paying you to get healthy. That's what it's there for. Also, I'm thinking about creating health drinks that contain everything we need instead of taking a bunch of supplements. Right now, I've put a bunch of supplements together. But could you imagine there was a drink that you could take once or twice a day that you got everything you needed? So I'm going to try and think about making this more efficient. This is what I'm using right now. I'm going to keep compiling everything I'm doing. Giving you the latest stuff I'm working on, and then hopefully we get our peer-reviewed research, and then we'll be in textbooks soon. All right, that's it. That's all. Whew, man, I know a lot of information. Please feel free to listen again. All right, here's my jokes. Here we go. Try not to laugh. To first enjoy. No. Hold on. Let me start again. To enjoy a glass of orange juice, you must first create the universe. That's one of my favorite jokes. All right. So I was sitting there, minding my own business, okay? Watching TV, playing World of Warcraft. I don't really know. It's hard to remember at this point. All of a sudden, I get a phone call from one of my friends, and he says, "Hey, do you want a frozen banana?" And I said, "No." but I'd like a regular vanilla later, so yeah. You know, but the real zinger here is that I don't even really like bananas. So, anyway. And the funny thing is that I'm really not funny at all. So, and my last joke is I'm a trillionaire. Thanks for listening so very much. Have a wonderful day.